Lionel, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Firstly, what inspired you to look into the so-called birthday effect?
Well, what we, I'm an economist, and what we look at as economists here, we try to understand factors which help people being successful or not in life, and what potentially create difference in success in later in life. And school is a natural place to start looking at for obvious reasons. And we looked at birth date because with the cut-off date that you have in Australia and in other countries, it creates a huge difference between people who end up being born on each side of the cut-off date. So if you're born before the cut-off date, you're old enough to enter school early, and then you end up, by design, you end up being the youngest in your class among your peers. And if you're born after the cut-off date, then you're too young, and you have to wait a whole year. And then when you enter school, then you end up being the oldest in your class. And so we're very interested in the situation when you have people who are really similar, born just potentially a few days apart, but will have all through their school years a very different experience, with some being always the youngest among the peers and some being always the oldest.
And what did that sort of lead to? I mean, what kind of run-on effects does that have?
So there is already a large body of research. So when we started it, we knew that there were a lot of difference in outcomes. One of the largest area which has been studied is sports. So and it's been shown all around the world. So people who end up being the oldest among their peers are more likely to be successful in sports. And you may think, for obvious reasons. So it's been done even in Australia. So in Australia, if you look at AFL, you look at the professional players now, who may be between 20 and 30-year-old, well, you will find that the cut-off date in sport is January, and you'll find that the likelihood of observing a player being born in January instead of December is 50 to 70% higher.
Hmm. And were there some other ways you conducted the research?
So what we wanted to start from the fact that you have these effects, and effects have been found also in school achievement and potentially also in reaching university, etc. And then while we know that there are these differences in outcomes, it's not totally clear why. And one avenue we wanted to investigate is, you know, is it that being relatively old like can help you build your confidence and your willingness to take risks relative to others? You may imagine that if you're relatively old, you're taller, you're more mature than your peers, and, you know, it's just easier to speak out, you're maybe less frequently interrupted. And also, because you're more mature, you may have more interesting things to say, or, you know, you get more praise from the teacher. And you can imagine that if you get these different experience throughout the school years, where you may end up building social skills who may be different from somebody who was relatively young and didn't get all these opportunities. And so that was the core of the research, is to try to see whether there could be long-lasting effects of having been relatively old and young because of the design of the cut-off date.
And as you mentioned there, you're looking at this in terms of economist sort of perspective on these kinds of things. So just how long are these run-on effects?
Well, we did two studies in Australia, and the first one took place in schools with school children, and the second one was with adults. We are depending on states, but they are typically between 25 and 50-year-old. And so they were way past, you know, the school age. And so we wanted to see whether there's an effect at school and whether this effect could persist in the long term. And what we found is that both at school and in the long term, the people who are either the children who are currently the oldest or the people who were the oldest when they were children tend to be more self-confident. So when we give them some tasks to do, which is a bit difficult, and then we ask them afterwards, it's a new task, and we ask them, how well did you think you did? We observe that the people who are the oldest, or who were the oldest when they were at school, tend to give themselves a higher performance relative to those who were relatively younger.
And just finally, do you think this kind of research could actually inform our education system in order to give sort of all kids the best possible confidence, the best possible results they can get?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the important goal of education is to allow everybody to reach their own potential. And so one concern potentially with the relative age is that you may have people who have the same potential, but born at different place, you know, around the cutoff date. And so if I'm relatively young and I have potential, but I end up being a bit less mature and the teacher doesn't see me speaking out and it doesn't seem like I know the answer as frequently, I may not get a lot of positive reinforcement and positive feedback. And that could potentially, you know, build up in, and not give me the same chance of success later in life. So I think one of the insights of this research is that when we try to identify the potential of children, we should be taking into account whether they're relatively old or relatively young. And in some ways, you know, many teachers are already aware of this and take that into account. But I guess what it should invite to is more, you know, investigation to make policy recommendations for this to be a bit more systematic and avoid having some kids who are good but who are overlooked because perhaps they are just a bit young relative to their peers.
Mm. Well, Lionel, fascinating stuff, actually, really. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Sean.